Welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero. In this podcast series, we'll introduce you to the Sports Events and Tourism Association, its partners across the country, and the great work they do together. Join us. Hello again, and welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network. I'm Catherine Nero, and we appreciate you joining us once again. We are brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach, and today we are talking with Ben Huffman with the Warren County CVB. Ben, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Warren County, of course, in Ohio, just outside of Cincinnati. So other than that, Ben, give us the full rundown. Who are you, and tell us more about your organization?
So Warren County Sports, my division within the Warren County Visitors Bureau, represents communities in northern Cincinnati. We've dubbed ourselves Ohio's largest playground. There's more to do within 100 miles from our destination within Ohio than anywhere else. And we've really built a sports brand around that over the last 15, 16 years.
We should point out you just hosted a major event here just in the last couple of weeks. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, the Western and Southern Open was just here, left on a few days ago. Has set record attendance throughout the entire week. It's one of the highlights of our year every year. Comes the second or third week of August, depending on how the calendar fit falls, and fills our hotels and our restaurants and our communities. It's awesome.
And personally, it is my very favorite event of the year, no question, in greater Cincinnati. Let's talk, though, about not just that. That's just the start for you guys. The Warren County CVB was awarded the Sports Tourism Organization of the Year recently by Sports ETA. Let's talk about what got you to that point. Obviously, the Western and Southern is a world-class event, but that, again, is just the beginning.
Correct. Yeah. At the Warren County Visitors Bureau, we started in 2005 really focusing on sports as our sales mission. We don't really have a convention center in our county. We do some associations, some small group meetings, but we don't really go after the large convention business. So we've looked at sports as our conventions. We've really focused on the youth sports over the years and have grown the business pretty much every year since 2006 and had a banner year in 2022, which is why we decided to apply for the award. We hosted almost 100 events, all shapes and sizes. In our application, we didn't even include the Western Southern Open. That doesn't include one of the 100 events that we hosted at the CVB.
That's incredible. And so specifically, the selection committee noted that the number of events and the amount of teamwork that took to get going. What is that like to try to work together with the team and with those organizations to get things going?
Well, we're really blessed here in the county to have great partners. I mean, I said that, I think, when I accepted the award at the conference. I got to get the trophy, but at the same time, it's a real community effort. All of our cities really pitch in, our county government pitches in, all the different departments within the county help. Just a few years ago, we opened the Warren County Sports Park, Union Village. So this project started in 2010 in earnest, finally opened in 2020, and really hit its stride in 22, all of which was dependent on the local resources. So there's no local dollars that go into the park specifically. Mm-hmm. But we work with the county engineer and Ohio Department of Transportation on traffic issues. The local fire station EMT help us out. Things like that really help produce quality events, which have allowed us to recruit bigger and better year over year.
It's interesting whenever you start talking about tourism, people immediately think about money and economic impact. But you brought people from 31 countries to your county. That's remarkable because they're going to go back and say something to their friends and neighbors.
Yeah, we had a really good opportunity again in 2022. 2018, we hosted the World Ultimate Frisbee Club Championships, which is one of the largest international events in that sport that happens, every 4 years. They left in 2018 and it was a really successful event, with kind of the caveat that it would never be back. It's going to go to a variety of different continents and different countries and all these things. COVID happens. London isn't able to host it in 22. So they call us, asked if we'd, reboot the same team. The Cincinnati Ultimate community really pitched in. USA Ultimate is a national governing body. Our city of Lebanon, the county, everybody said, sure, let's try it again. And that's really the event that brought most of those out of town or out of country visitors. A really unique opportunity. 10 days, 10,000 people in and around our community that would have no other reason to come to Lebanon, Ohio from, Amsterdam, but came for this event, went back and told their friends, and hopefully they'll come back and visit.
That's remarkable. When you have a year like that, like 2022, how do you improve upon that in 2023 and beyond?
That's a good question. We're always building for the future. So, you know, going through 22, we're always looking out a couple years. 23, we won't have the international presence that the World Ultimate Frisbee brought, but our numbers in 23 will actually be even larger than 22. The events we host annually, we work with the event providers to grow. So we host about 28 different soccer lacrosse events at the sports park. We work with every provider to try to increase that number, whether their event is 100 teams next year, let's go to 110, mm-hmm. or if their event's 400 teams, let's get it to 500. And that's the easiest way for us to grow market share rather than replace an event. And then we'll go out and kind of recruit that one-off unique event that's coming to the community. Last year, we had the opportunity to host the PPA, which is Pro Pickleball Association, in September. At the Western Southern Open site, the Linder Center, and it's coming back here in a couple weeks. So that's kind of our, you know, feather in the cap event this year. It's a really unique opportunity. It's on the Tennis Channel, promotes our county to a TV audience that most of our local soccer tournaments don't. But at the same time, our, you know, weekly numbers just continue to grow.
For those organizations who are like, oh, you know, we had a good year, but I don't want to toot my own horn, why should they apply for an award like this or nominate themselves?
Well, I think for us, it gives us a chance to go around and thank all of our partners in a way. So I've spent the last 6 months going to the local chambers of commerce or going to the city council meetings and saying, look at what we've accomplished as an organization. And what that allows us as the Visitors Bureau to do is then call on those folks again. So whether we host the World Ultimate Frisbee event again, probably not, but we may go after an event similar and we can go back and say, remember in 22, we got this national award because of all we did. We could do that again in 2028 if we host this event that we're bidding on.
You can use it as currency, absolutely.
Yes.
Anything special coming up for Warren County that we should be aware of?
We're excited about the Pro Pickleball event. Obviously, you know, that it's really nice. The Western Southern Open is that huge event you talked about. And that event does come every August, but the site is used throughout the year for a variety of other events. We host, you know, the high school state tennis tournament. We host some college tennis tournaments. And then, you know, this Pro Pickleball event. We really hope to, you know, solidify ourselves with that event every year. And that becomes another annual event people come to. And then really at the sports park every weekend, there's something going on out here. And the community's figured it out. So if you don't have much going on, you want to see high level soccer or baseball with youth sports, I mean, we're the place to do it. So we've gotten a lot of, you know, local people coming to watch these out of town teams compete every weekend at the sports park.
Ben, thank you so much. And congratulations for all that's going on there in Warren County.
No, thank you.
And Ben Huffman, thank you once again from the Warren County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you for joining us. And thank you guys for watching and for listening. Once again, I'm Catherine Nero, and this is the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. We'll see you next time.